Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready, because my name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and pouring yourself a cup of coffee and joining us here. We're Coffee and Capitalism. We bring you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy, from CEOs to small business owners to mentors. Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balancing work and family life, all while prioritizing your time. The fine roots of capitalism, the true roots of capitalism. Believing in the idea that as you make money, you give back, and the abundance will continue to ripple through everybody's life, including your own. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with Vicki Schmidt of Schmidt & Associates. She runs down some of the current drug issues in the workplace, what kind of drugs companies are testing these days, and what people are trying to trick the tests with, plus what's popular amongst some of the users. Vicki Schmidt with Schmidt & Associates talking drug testing a little later in the program. Plus, Justin Godsey of Eon Batteries. This is a fantastic interview. He started out in oil and gas, went to solar, then to high storage batteries, then blockchain, and they all tie together right now. And Justin Godsey explains that little transition in life a little later on in the program. Little sit down with Tom Peckskamp from the Moody River Band. They have a CD release party, and we find out about that, as well as the controversial topic that one of their band members died of a drug overdose. And so that was a part of the CD, as well as some of the inspiration behind it. Of course, drug overdose, that is a very difficult topic to talk about and controversial in some aspects, but we're adult enough here on Coffee and Capitalism to sit down, have a cup of coffee, and talk with Tom Peckskamp about their CD release party with the Moody River Band. All right, then Small Business USA. What better place than a farm? David Hang with Red Bullet Farms, LLC, gives us the ins and outs of the dairy industry. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch Coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Vicki Schmidt with Schmidt & Associates.
Let's talk a little bit about that. You've got a very nice wall of drugs here, from marijuana, cocaine, narcotics, stimulants, depressants.
Mm-hmm.
Would all... LSD, acid, I didn't know anybody did those anymore.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But then again,
intelligence has not gone up.
I thought heroin was like...
huge.
Yesterday, but apparently it's the current. That's like the number one problem.
Right now, and PCP is making a huge comeback as
PCP?
Well. Yeah.
What, is Lawrence Taylor back in the marketplace?
You know, it's, yeah, all to be impaired.
You know, I'll tell you what, last January, I was in Deadwood, South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
and I interviewed a painter who was also a city council member. And he told me after the interview was done, he said, Jason, we have a serious heroin problem in Deadwood. And I said, come on. He goes, no, this isn't overblown. He goes, no, it's real problem.
It's everywhere in the whole nation.
Is it what? Do you know what's caused this new surge of heroin problems?
No, my gut tells me that it's... We did a big push about how addictive meth is.
Okay.
So they have to find something that isn't quite as addictive. Well, and also with the doctors prescribing opiates as easily as they do, they can't get those pills anymore. Well, you were giving me 30 every 2 weeks. Now you've cut me to 15. They have now gotten addicted to the opiate, so they need a replacement.
Wow. So we're all becoming Michael Jackson and Prince, where our bodies are just so immune to...
To what we've been prescribed.
The Percocet and everything else.
That it doesn't work anymore.
We need to go to the black market.
I need, instead of two working, it's kind of like, remember, if you ever taken hydrocodone or oxycodone?
I've never even taken an aspirin.
Oh, good for you. Well, when you first are prescribed an opiate... One pill, you're laying on the couch, half in a daze. Mm-hmm. 2 days later, that one pill, now you need two to get there. Now
sure.
I need three.
Well, your body adjusts.
I need four, I need five. It's kind of like an alcoholic.
Yeah, well, even penicillin, they were talking about how it was becoming a problem because we were becoming immune to it. And so we needed to find something stronger than penicillin.
Same concept.
So we might go back to leeches. Who knows? I'm just kidding.
You know, that's...
I haven't heard Quaaludes were making a comeback.
All the stupid stuff.
Wow.
I think back to when I was growing in the late 60s, 70s. Oh, we thought it was crazy then. People were smoking pot and doing speed and ingesting LSD. What could get worse? Oh, well, here we are, 2016. And if it isn't good enough, I'm going to mix it with something else. Because I want to be that impaired.
So, are you seeing a rise in employers testing for drugs? Or has it always been the same and we're just testing for more drugs? Or where are we at with the employers and the drugs?
I'm actually seeing more non-mandated, meaning the companies that the DOT doesn't say has to, wanting to be part of the drug program because they don't want them to come to their workplace. I'm seeing more and more people wanting to test for more drugs. It used to be we tested for marijuana, cocaine, opiates, amphetamines, and PCP. Now we have to test for benzos and barbs and oxy, methadone, methamphetamines. So 10 panel instead of 5 has gotten to be pretty commonplace.
How is it possible to keep up with this? And I'll preface that by, I get how you can test for marijuana, but a couple years ago there was the spice problem, and that was made by man.
And there's... 450 of them are made by man.
Exactly. So, you know, you're talking 10 panel. Well, how does spice show up?
Spice is a specific test. It's called a synthetic marijuana. It's man-made. It's not grown. It's man-made.
Right.
Okay? We need a specific test.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicki Schmidt of Schmidt Associates or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Justin Godsey with Eon Batteries.
And just the last couple of years, your experience in it, is it something that you think is viable in the future? We don't have to get into the specifics, but since you guys kind of were the first in the marketplace, what has been your experience in that solar pump jack whole thing?
Yeah, so we had a company come to us, and that was their challenge. They were looking for ways to subsidize or reduce having to put power lines out to remote units in the hillside. We came together and did a partnership with them to design a system. We went through about three different designs. It started with microgrids and utilizing that challenge of the reverse energy flow and upward and downward motion of the pump jacks, and then came to utilizing the VFD technology in conjunction with it to use just your daylight hours to work, and it worked well. We were able to work with USDA and gain some pretty good subsidizations from the USDA in regards to it. That's a real big component of it here. So the return numbers are just amazing. But what we found also is, there's in the different applications, there's a lot of applications that are looking for compressor stations and remote stations and areas, and you still need a third tier or second tier backup, whether it's battery or, natural gas micro turbine generators, that sort of thing. So, we shifted gears. We didn't really focus as much as the other guys sound like they're focusing on just that market. And, we started focusing more on battery technology and use, and it kind of led us into another path of utilizing batteries along with solar to improve some of the operations that go along, primarily in like the chemical pump injection sites and RTU units.
That's interesting you transitioned into that realm, because that was one of the mining natural resource offshoots, I guess, with kind of some of the stuff going on in the Middle East, is that they're able to do a little bit more mining, a little bit more lithium harvesting, if you will, for some of the batteries that we see in iPads and iPods and cell phones, et cetera. Talk to me about that battery market a little bit, because it seems like it has grown over the past decade.
Right, so everybody's heard the whole Tesla boom, and Tesla uses a compound that's called lithium cobalt, right? And lithium cobalt's a great compound. It has some good dense power density qualities. It has power cycling qualities of long lifetime, that sort of thing. But does have some thermal runaway properties that are not so desirable. So, University of Texas in 1996 created the lithium iron phosphate, or LiFePO4 compound. And the LiFePO4 compound has become the most stable, reliable, power dense, and long-term use of the lithium compounds in the market. However, it was kind of the higher dollar, the Cadillac, if you will, of the compounds. And so, we were able to get a hold of that when they released it from patent, along with a company called A123 Batteries, and now have access to the physical cells. And so Eon Batteries is our own OEM of those cells. And so we started, after listening to our clients and realizing how much they switch batteries annually for chemical injection sites and for RTU units, and the cost of that in terms of having to service them and send trucks out and truck rolls, the lost revenue and production due to freeze overs and that sort of thing kind of led us to focus on solving that problem. And so we started deploying some of our direct replacement lithium iron phosphate batteries into traditional lead acid AGM sites, and found that we could increase production or increase chemical cells sales to up to 70% plus is what we've seen so far. So in terms of efficiency and being able for these companies to operate in a low cost of oil environment, their operations are having to be slimmed down. This type of technology just, you know, helps their bottom line and operations. So we've seen a huge spike in these type of batteries being deployed to replace, you know, your typical lead acid AGMs that are out there. That coupled with the fact that because they're charged, you know, primarily by solar, most of these sites have a small solar panel and charge controller, they're able to qualify for that 30% tax credit that a lot of the solar companies enjoy, right? So a lot of these companies enjoy that ability to replace new technology, take some of that tax credit, reduce operational costs, and then take advantage of some of our added technology into that. I kind of mentioned to you the Bluetooth scenario. So our batteries, you're actually able to Bluetooth into with a cell phone through our app, and you can tell them the temperature, the cycle count, and those sort of things of that battery, right? So we're working towards getting it to where you'll be able to transmit some of that deep battery data through existing SCADA units back to, you know, existing monitoring and automation companies. So exciting stuff for sure.
What's the size of the unit that we're talking about here? I think a lot of people, when they think of batteries, they think of, you know, AA, AAA, that sort of thing. How big are they? A little bit bigger than a car battery?
With our OEM, the reason we call them our direct replacement series is since it's just that. They fit the standard mold of an existing battery. So a lot of times, you know, if it's a 300 amp hour battery, you know, a lead acid AGM battery, a lot of folks don't realize in order to maintain that warranty, you can only use about 40% of that rated capacity, right? In the lithium world, especially the life TO4 world, you can use 100% of that capacity and it doesn't lose memory. You know, standard batteries kind of lose memory every time you drain them and fill them back up, and ours won't do that. So it's the same size that they're going to replace with. In most cases, we're going to be a direct replacement of the same size battery they're pulling out. Our rating would be a little lower. However, that's 100% usable rating. It's not a fluffed rating like lead acid AGM will give you.
You mentioned tax credit. There's a variety of reasons that oil and gas companies would use something like this, as well as other companies that need remote location. You mentioned tax credit. You mentioned geography. Just talk to me a little bit about some of the positives that, you know, if you're doing a sales call, the positives, but then give me a few of the obstacles that you are finding. You know, you mentioned earlier with the solar rigs, a few of the, you know, the issues that you had there, and those guys from Ridge Enterprises, they mentioned, I think, similar issues too. But talk to me a little bit about some of the hurdles that you're overcoming, and then some of the no-brainer type things too.
Is overcoming that upfront cost discussion, right? So, you know, you got guys that are used to replacing batteries at $80 a pop. But when you start digging deeper, you can realize, okay, they're replacing them twice a year. The cost of the service truck to go out and do that is, you know, $150 a truck roll. Then in some cases with a failure, they have a freeze up on the pipeline and there's a significant cost or loss of production involved in that. So when you take a look at all of that holistically, and compare to the price of our battery, which is going to be about three times more what they're used to seeing, right? Then that is the challenge. It's hard for someone to swallow this new tech coming on without the experience. So we've been able to get out into some folks and get some projects done where we've had them in the field now for 18 plus months. And these guys are coming back to us and requesting pallets of batteries now because...
To listen to the full-length interview with Justin Godsey of Eon Batteries, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The tide went out, honey, you came in. The tide came in, honey, you went out. The tide went out, honey, you came in. The tide came in.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Tom Pexkamp with the Moody River Band.
So tell me about this new album. What's it about?
So this is an album we recorded five, 6 years ago, maybe longer than that. And it was recorded with one of our founding members of Moody River, Cody Connor. And shortly after the completion of this album, we unfortunately lost Cody to a drug overdose, and we kind of put this on the shelf and never really got back to it a whole lot. And you know, we played maybe one or two songs off of this album throughout the years, and finally got to a point where we had all the music and we wanted to get the last songs and recordings that Cody Connor had done. And so we dug it up and we learned the songs again and brought them back to life. And now we're going to get this out to everybody that enjoyed his music, and hopefully could get to spread one last little bit of his songs around. So,
drug overdose.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You're pretty open about that. Is that you know, back when Pantera, Dimebag Darrell, did he have a drug overdose?
Or he was shot.
He was shot on stage.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
But back then, that was kind of a badge of honor, and then that went away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it became not a badge of honor.
No.
So where's that now? I mean, it's, you know,
well, it was
how personal is this to that, or is it just the songs? Or, and talk a little bit.
You
about
know, the album does reflect a lot of that kind of feeling. There's a song on there called "Not Even 30" that was written by Charlie Young. It kind of talks about you know, not even being 30 and kind of having going through all this pain and trials, and you know, are you going to make it that far? And I have a song in there called "Waiting to Die," which was a really tough one for us to play. And you know, so a lot of those we didn't really feel were appropriate to bring back after his death, and just now the time's gone by, and I think we've been able to identify and play them more and embrace the songs more, that we've opened up to it and now kind of champion for it. So,
you know, you guys used to be kind of a party band, and then you went to a high energy band, and now you're street dance type band, dance band, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of what's going on here? Is you guys are evolving and processing as a band? Is that what I'm seeing with this album?
I think so. I think you've seen us grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
But this still was recorded in maybe some of those party kind of days. you know, where we took shots and stuff on stage, and you know, I have two beers now when I play. You know, get the
I remember one concert, yeah. The bathroom got broken.
I would, sure, yeah. You know, and there's concerts I don't remember. So, and I can say that for all the other members of the band too. We had some fun, but I think just through growing up and families being introduced into the mix and all that fun stuff, we got a little wiser and kind of started picking our battles so this is definitely it's not as upbeat, it's more kind of tranquil it has an emotional side to it, which I think is kind of fitting with the passion of Cody. It's not depressing at all, but it's a little bit, the tone of the album is very similar throughout.
How about the number of band members again?
So we have five in the band right now. We had six during this recording. Zach Kabrinsky on saxophone got a really good offer to go help the National Geographic photographer. And so he went traveled around the world and had a lot of fun doing that. But he's actually going to be back for the show. So we'll have all six of us back together for this release on Saturday the 31st.
I was going to ask about some of the instruments. In addition to the traditional band instruments, you guys bring some horns or a saxophone or a harmonica. What instruments are involved?
So on this album, oddly enough, I don't play any harmonica on it.
No.
With the horns being there and having both of the horns, it really takes the place of that harmonica.
Trumpet, trombone.
Trombone, saxophone.
Trombone, saxophone.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
No trumpet.
No trumpet.
Have you guys ever had trumpets?
You know, we haven't, no.
Okay, it's just the trombone.
Yeah,
I hear.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not opposed to it, but just down the road, you know, who knows. But then I play banjo on two of the songs, too. So with traditional guitar, bass, drums, electric guitar, banjo, saxophone, trombone, pretty much round out this album.
All right, now, are you guys charging for this album?
We're going to give the album away with the purchase of the ticket.
Okay, yeah. And then after that, are you charging for it?
After that, you can find it at $10.
Okay, yeah, okay, good, so. Because you guys always did it for free for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still sell those albums, or still give away those albums, or are you going to sell them now?
We're going to give away our first one that was done in a home studio.
Okay.
And then the last two that are studio produced are going to be for sale.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you. How long did you guys give away free music?
Oh, it's probably since we started.
Yeah. 20 years?
Years, yeah.
I mean, well, how long have you guys been a band? 10 years? 15?
About 10 years.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, your website, freerockandroll.net.
Yeah, freerockandroll.com.
.com, sorry.
Yeah.
Freerockandroll.com. And so are you going to keep that website?
We're going to keep that up, and we're going to have that first album for free, and then we might pick a track off of each album and have those for free downloads, and you have to pay for the rest of the album.
Okay. So. Well, good. I'm glad you guys are doing it. Now, is this going to be a model you guys are going to look at going forward where if you buy a ticket, you'll get a CD? Or is that just for this one time? Or say, like, you know, if you do a concert later,
yeah.
Are you looking at that?
I think there's avenues we can approach on that. So maybe it's if you know, the ticket's $8, you know, maybe it's 10, you get the CD, maybe 15, you get both the albums or something.
Right.
You know, kind of something like that. Or, you know, if we start pushing some of the merchandise.
Well, I only bring it up because there's no right answer to it. I'm going through the same problem in the media, you know, trying to figure out my business model. And, you know, I'll never forget interviewing Matthew Nelson of Nelson, and he just flat out said, songs are a commercial for the live events.
Yeah.
Because you can't make any money on the songs anymore, and you got to get people to live events. And trying to figure out a way to, you know, capitalize on the market out there is really hard. That's a really good idea, though, sell a ticket and get a CD or a disc for free.
Give it
a thumb drive with the CDs on it, or the MP3s or whatever.
Yeah. And for $10 to get a concert that's produced at a beautiful venue, and it's in the album along with it. I mean, it's, you know, people see a $10 ticket price, you know, for a local band, and they think, oh, geez, that's kind of steep.
But do they really?
Well, I think some do and some don't. I think the people that go out often enough to see the prices of admissions aren't worried about it. You know, so like the Quarterly's playing that night for $10 to their Grateful Dead tribute band in town that I know a lot of the members of. You know, so they're charging $10 for their show. But I think some people kind of, $10, you know, what do I get with that? You know, it's everyone's kind of
Yeah, I guess.
You know, they want to go out, but, you know, it's like they want to hire you, and it'll be great exposure for you.
Yeah.
You know, but no, you had to pay us something, and
right.
They were there a while. I spent how much time, you know, working on a song and all the time you put into it to make it worth your while, so.
Oh, that's why I'm glad you guys are starting to charge for the music now and the CDs now and everything like that, because, you know, you have to, you know, you got to charge to make a living and everything like that, and, you know, I mean, a Snickers is over a dollar now, so
yeah.
It's not that hard to come up with $10.
Yeah, and $10 is nothing these days. I mean,
no, a coffee costs $4.
Yeah.
I mean, $5 if you want a latte.
Yeah, yeah.
$5 or $6. Yeah, so
right?
It's the price of that. Plus, you get the CD. Wow, cool. And then you've got Hatchstock, it sounds like, on
Yep, coming
on tap.
Up June 1st.
June 1st. Any other events coming up?
I think we have couple random little bar shows booked around town, just downtown Fargo.
Really? You guys doing bar shows?
Well, like Dempsey's or the Hodos, places like that.
Okay.
You know, so you can find our album on CD Baby.
Okay.
It's there. You can go to freerockandroll.com. We have two albums on there right now for free. We'll be charging for the two studio albums shortly here, so if you want to go get a free one, you can. If not, there's a donation on the two. You can make a donation to us.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tom Peckskamp with the Moody River Band, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Save the world. Just remember your task will only last if you don't take off your mask. When the outside's chilly, the inside is warm. You've been wishing you'd never been born. That you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Mind blown, your mind blown. I'll show you something that's never been shown. Mind blown, your mind blown. And that's all you need to know.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
June 15th, save the date. That's June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's June 15th. Be sure to save the date today, and we'll see you June 15th at the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, David Hang with Red Bullet Farms.
And what kind of cattle do you raise or sell?
I custom raise dairy heifers.
And what do you mean custom raise? What does that mean?
I take a heifer from a dairy, and I bring it on the place, and I raise it up, I breed it, artificial inseminate it, and then at 200 days pregnant, they go back to the dairy.
Are you calving right now?
I don't calve. They calve at the dairy.
Okay, and so you're kind of the middle ground for the cows.
Pretty much, yep. That's what I do.
And where are these particular cows going?
These are...
Can you say?
Yeah, majority of these are owned by Kojo Dairy out of Grove City, Minnesota. Okay. And then I also have another dairy, 100-cow dairy. That's my neighbor, Ackerson Dairy. I customize their dairy heifers also.
Ackerson, is that a Fargo-Moorhead or is that a Wilmer?
Ackerson is Barnesville. So,
Barnesville, yep. Okay. As I say, I've heard that name. Okay. Describe the process of feeding these cows.
Well, I get them at between 8 and 9 weeks of age, and they go into my first barn, and they're on a full corn pellet mix until 350 pounds. Once they hit 350 pounds, they come over here, they go onto what we call a TMR, total mix ration, and I have four different pens in this barn, and as they get bigger, they just keep moving down the pipeline, I should say. Once they hit about 750 pounds, they go back to my place, I breed them. Once they're confirmed pregnant, they go to another pen, and at 200 days, they go back to the dairy.
Do you use that hay buster equipment as well?
Yes, yep.
And that's the preliminary for the TMR, is that right?
Yes, everything gets ground up through that goes through the TMR.
Does that hay buster make it a lot more easy?
Oh, yeah, you cut hours a day feeding.
Money, too?
Money-wise, because you can, you know, we'll grind, you know, we grind enough for 2-3 weeks. And if I would dump a whole round bale in there, it would take an hour to process it down, where now it takes 5 minutes to make a mix.
And as far as the TMR part, is that pretty easy to do as well? That's the vertical part, is that right? After the hay busting, you got the TMR, which differs a little bit from what you might put in for the, say, Angus, correct?
Well, yeah, my rash is different than a beef Angus. It's more of a grower ration, where a lot of the beef, you know, it's more of a finishing ration. The TMR, you know, you dump all your feedstuffs in there, so I dump all my hay, my wet distiller's grain, my beet pulp, silage, whatever I have available, and it mixes it all up, and it's a nice ration, and the theory is every mouth, you know, full from beginning to end is the same.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, I've been in cattle the whole time, or, you know, my whole life, but doing dairy heifers, I've probably been doing it about 10 years.
You like doing dairy heifers, or is it you like black Angus better, or what do you think?
No, I love dairy heifers. I got the best job in the world.
Picking rocks? You ever pick rocks?
Oh, I pick many rocks.
Would you call that your first job?
Well, yeah. There's a lot of many first jobs.
And how old were you when you first drove a tractor?
I was 6 years old.
Would you let your 6-year-old drive a tractor?
No. But back then, things were different.
I know. Roger Johnson told my son he was 7, and my son's eyes got as big as pies, you know. And so I thought I'm going to start asking people these questions. You know, Johnny Cash, he ran a sawmill at what age, you know? Of course, his brother died, but
yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Well, that's all I got. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Hang with Red Bullet Farms or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Just you and me and baby singing. on every measure. Together we will make a rich living, phrasing and composing. Back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. So back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. Back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quicker. Jack, gonna jump over the candlestick. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? Nothing. You need a raise.